Jeff, and you can bring us whatever you want. All you have to do, dial in to the toll-free number at 855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-3733. Join us online at freetalklive.com and enjoy the features there. You actually can control the content of the website. All you have to do is go and submit show prep to it, and then you can submit whatever you want, whatever URL from around the internet. You submit it, and then other listeners vote as to whether or not they like or dislike your suggestion. You get to vote, too, and the most voted up make it to the front page in the top of the site, meaning more eyeballs will be upon it over at freetalklive.com. We've been talking about piracy, or as I prefer to call it, file sharing, because piracy kind of has a nasty connotation to it, swashbuckling and cutthroating and all kinds of things. But file sharing is just sharing. It's just people sharing what they have with others and not losing their original copy, and it doesn't hurt anyone. And in fact, I would argue that file sharing actually increases the likelihood in some cases that some people are going to purchase a product, because I may not ever listen to a specific band without having heard it first via file sharing, and then I may decide I support.
It's not like
that
people listen
band
to the radio anymore. I mean, it's sad to say that radios are becoming far and far less a medium of transferring music, and a lot of radio stations switching over to the talk format.
That's not sad.
Well,
that's good for us.
Things have changed, and that's
I for
that
one welcome the death of music radio.
I for one do too, but the Christmas songs are still doing well. Maybe they could just do that all the time.
No, they ain't.
Don't give them any ideas.
Come on, Mark.
So the government, however, in tandem with the publishing industry, the Motion Picture Association, the recording industry, they are not so happy with file sharing because they believe that it's hurting them. I don't think that's true. I think there's evidence to show that file sharing can help make album sales, that file sharing can help sell tickets to movies and help people buy DVDs. For instance, I give you my own example. Penn & Teller's BS, a great show that aired for 8 seasons. I have every single season on DVD, but I've never subscribed to Showtime. So I wouldn't have just gone out and bought those DVDs sight unseen without knowing what the show was, without being familiar with the product. And I'm not going to buy, I don't have cable TV, so I'm not going to buy cable television and then buy the Showtime tier in order to watch one show per week.
Right.
Just not going to work for me.
Yeah, that doesn't make much sense.
So I'm going to download the torrents when they come out online, and then if I like the show, I'll buy the show.
What I think, honestly, is that every show, every producer that makes a show ought to have some website where that person can download the show from their website and then a donation link right next to it. Instead of making it so difficult to get to the show, as you said, you'd have to get cut Time Warner Cable, get the Showtime package, pay for all that.
That's probably $100 a month right there.
When you could just go to this guy's site and then maybe, you donate to him because, you want to see more Penn & Teller.
Exactly. Now, that's certainly a direct-to-home kind of marketing solution that you're talking about, and the industry hasn't changed enough to really make that completely viable for some of these larger, big production shows. But there are still major networks that have figured this out. So, for instance, like ABC, I remember when a few years ago the show Lost was playing, a very, very popular program. You could go to ABC's website and watch all of their shows instantaneously, on demand, which, of course, the radio or the television affiliates don't much care for, but nonetheless, it's there, and it allows people to go in, and you'll have to watch a 30-second spot once in a while, but the commercial load is not as much as it is on live television, and the video quality was HD quality. If you had the bandwidth for it, it would stream at HD. So, I mean, there was no reason. At that point, there was no reason for me to go and download torrents of Lost because they were right there on ABC's website.
Right, and you might have to watch a couple advertisements or seen some, splash advertising on the page, whatever.
Right.
But that's they made money off of that ad, and they were able to offer this service.
Right. It's not unreasonable to watch an ad.
No, it's not. And I think if more of these producers, and especially the bigger studios, just were a little less stodgy and a little less, stubborn to come about with technology, that we would have solutions for this in place. We wouldn't need the Stop Online Piracy Act.
Well, we don't. Well, of course, online piracy.
Of course,
yeah.
We don't need it.
And maybe they would see that, right? Maybe they would come to that conclusion. But as of right now, they're still pushing this thing, and it's really bad because it's going to possibly create a blacklist. It's going to, among other things, it's going to make it so that internet service providers become the government's enforcers on this, where they will be able to, you know, the government will be able to say, well, you shan't allow people to access these websites, and they'll update that list at their leisure whenever they feel like adding new websites to it. And it's purportedly going to start with just the piracy websites, but there's nothing stopping them from adding porn sites. There's nothing stopping them from adding freetalklive.com. I mean, there's nothing stopping them from taking this further, and you can totally expect them to do that because that's what governments do. They expand.
Yep.
So what's the news about SOPA?
Well, this article is from the Raw Story. Reddit co-founder, anti-piracy bill will obliterate entire tech industry. Speaking to Bloomberg Television this week, Reddit co-founder Alexis Ohanian warned that the Stop Online Piracy Act and the Protect IP Act, which aim to shut down websites connected to copyright infringement, could obliterate an entire tech industry if their current provisions became law. Ohanian explained to Reddit that one of the Internet's most popular social media forums simply could not have happened, and that goes for any user-generated website, if either bill had been enacted years ago. Under these laws, they simply would have been shut down before a few weeks had gone by, and all this innovation we love and enjoy would not have happened. Not to mention all the jobs, he added, calling the proposals, frankly, not sustainable at all. The worry is that, in creating this legislation about something they frankly don't understand, Congress is going to obliterate an entire tech industry here in the U.S. as collateral damage.
These are the
damage.
Same people who say things like, it's a series of tubes. So yeah, I mean, they totally don't understand what they're dealing with.
Ohanian said, and I just simply think that more government intervention is not the answer here. Previously, one of Reddit's managers had said that if either bill passes, they would be forced to shut down because they cannot police such a high volume of content for links to websites that the U.S. has banned. In response, So this has obviously an interest for Reddit.
So they're saying here that, and I feel like maybe we'd heard this in the past, just all these anti-piracy things run together to me for some extent. They're saying that if you've got a site where comments can be posted, that you're somehow responsible for the content of all those comments? Like if someone links to some sort of pirated file on the Free Talk Live BBS, that all of a sudden we are subject to being added? We're subject to being added to this blacklist?
It seems like that's what he's trying to say here.
Wow. That's crazy.
Yeah, in response, Reddit's users staged a boycott of the domain registrar GoDaddy.com that resulted in tens of thousands of customers canceling their accounts. GoDaddy has since dropped its support for the bills.
Yeah.
And then there's video.
Smart move on their part.
Interested.
A little bit too late.
Yeah.
But, you know.
I mean, with all the options out there of, other domains and that sort of thing, that you'd think they wouldn't have, I don't know, you're sticking your neck out. The Internet's full of people who like the idea of being able to share stuff, and a lot of activists in that area. I mean, I don't...
That's behind GoDaddy is this flag-waving character, Bob Parsons or whatever. I don't know what his deal is. Like, sometimes he comes off as liberty-oriented, and sometimes he comes off as, like a warmongering... I think he's like a former Marine or something.
I don't know.
Like that, but honestly, I don't know.
Well, I have another a related article from that general manager who goes on in depth about
from the Reddit person.
Yeah, the Reddit person about why they would be forced to shut down. And I'm just going to skip ahead here. If SOPA passes in anything like its current form, it would almost certainly mean the end of Reddit, Martin explained in a post on Monday. It may not happen overnight, but we have a very small staff, 11, mostly engineers. And even dealing with the DMCA, Digital Millennium Copyright Act, stuff is a big burden for us. SOPA would make running Reddit near impossible, and we'd have to have access to great lawyers through our parent company. I can't imagine how smaller sites without those kind of resources could even attempt to go at it if SOPA passes. In a follow-up, Martin explained that Reddit has consulted independent experts on the matter, and they concluded that provisions in the legislation that criminalized linking to improperly distributed copyright materials threatens the site's ability to function.
That's terrible.
So that's the same thing that you would have on your front page.
That's every single... I mean, this is Web 2.0. We were talking about this the other night, where Web 2.0 is the kind of the open commenting structure where listeners and individuals on the site can create content. So it would essentially eliminate any site without... total moderation of content to, you know, make sure and check everybody and make sure they're not posting something illegal. More coming up. This is Free Talk Live.
I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. Are you looking for a concealed carry holster? Crossbreed Holsters is the home of the world-famous Super Tuck, the most comfortable concealed carry holster on the market today. Try one out and see how truly discreet and comfortable carrying concealed can be. And find out why we call it the ugliest holster you'll ever love. We are the standard others try to imitate.
Get the original. Get your Super Tuck at CrossbreedHolsters.com. Again, that's CrossbreedHolsters.com. Here on Free Talk Live, we've been pretty excited about the Bitcoin. It's a decentralized, free-market digital currency. You can learn more about it at weusecoins.com. But if you already have some Bitcoins and you'd like to spend them, you can spend them at spendbitcoins.com. When you spend Bitcoins on Amazon via spendbitcoins.com, Free Talk Live gets a cut. Or if you're an Australian trying to figure out how to buy Bitcoins, you can buy them with cash at au.spendbitcoins.com. Once again, that's spendbitcoins.com.
Hi, this is Peter Kronschnabel from Midas Resources. As you know, federal government spending is at an all-time high, and inflation will be a direct result of the spending policy. European government and central bank spending policies have put the European Union on the brink of collapse. What are you doing right now to protect yourself financially? Are your assets working for you or against you? One thing is certain. Having physical possession of gold and silver will guarantee that no matter what happens to our economy or the dollar, your investment will never be worthless. And it will protect you from that hidden tax, inflation. If you've been thinking about investing in physical possession of precious metals or having an IRA in precious metals, I can help. Call me today, Peter Kronschnabel, at 800-686-2237, extension 108. And I'll take the time to personally put together a portfolio designed to protect what you've worked so hard for. Call 800-686-2237, extension 108. You've worked hard your whole life, and I want to work hard for you. Call Peter at 800-686-2237, extension 108.
If you don't want to be unprepared, BePrepared.com. BePrepared.com is the official site of Emergency Essentials, the 24-year leader in emergency preparedness. Why do they lead? Because of best value, best selection, and their low price guarantee. Take advantage of BePrepared.com's inventory reduction sale going on right now. Save up to 43% on food storage and emergency supplies. Up to 43%. For example, Be Prepared with freeze-dried peaches and strawberries, freeze-dried roast beef, 180 two-piece first aid kits, 9-meal MRE kits, a waterproof multifunction emergency LED flashlight for only $3.99, and much more. BePrepared.com. All supplies last. But hurry. Sale ends when inventory's gone. Call 800-999-1863. That's 800-999-1863. Or online at BePrepared.com. BePrepared.com. Best value, best selection, and low price guarantee. The choice is clear. Be unprepared or BePrepared.com.
Sure, there are winter specials, and then there are super winter specials at HerbalHealer.com. Battle through this cold and flu season with powerful, natural, and safe flu fighters like Elderberry Power, Orticillin, Olive Leaf Capsules, Grapefruit Seed Extract, and Resper 8, all specially priced during the winter sale at HerbalHealer.com. Don't forget Vitamin D3 this winter. Right now, HerbalHealer.com has 120 soft gels, 1,000 IUs, sale priced at only $9. We also have a super winter special on 6 homeopathic liquid detoxes: whole body detox, liver detox, kidney detox, lymph detox, brain detox, and lung detox. All liquid detoxes, regularly $26.95, are now just $20. HerbalHealer.com. As always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Log on now and save big when you hit the winter specials at HerbalHealer.com. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Dial in at 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Live, and you can bring up whatever you want. Dial in toll free at 855-450-FREE. The SACL CAI toll free line, 1-855-450-3733. You can go to our website over at freetalklive.com and see and interact with various different things. We also have our promote page, which allows you to go and get web graphics and high-res graphics. You can get a free bumper sticker and more different things to help get Free Talk Live into more ears around the world. And most of them are free or very, very low cost, like printing out flyers and such. Promote.freetalklive.com.
Uncovering the secrets and exposing the lies. That's what the readers of FreedomsPhoenix.com get every day. Readers of FreedomsPhoenix.com are constantly provided the detailed, real news that lies between the lines of propaganda and the relationship that we all have with coercive governments. FreedomsPhoenix.com offers up-to-the-minute updates on the economy, technology, communications, and the rise of the police state. Go now to FreedomsPhoenix.com and sign up for their free daily dispatch. I get it every day. Twice a day, actually. FreedomsPhoenix.com.
So, you can bring up anything, 855-450-FREE. Got an update on this situation with the racist newsletter. So far, the Ron Paul campaign obviously has been making big inroads into the American people, spreading the ideas of liberty in a way that I'd have never seen in my lifetime. And it's really exciting to watch Ron Paul change hearts and minds out there. Unfortunately, it was a couple weeks ago, I guess, that after Ron Paul, a few weeks back, that after Ron Paul really started to kind of get some steam rolling, that
once again, the specter of these newsletters popped its head up again.
Well, as it did briefly back in the 2008 campaign, these are old newsletters from the early 1990s. Ron Paul claimed he had nothing to do with the content of these newsletters, that essentially, he put his name on them and somebody else did all the content, and that he wasn't reviewing the content, he just kind of trusted these other folks to get the job done. And turns out somebody did post some horrible racist things in at least one of these newsletters.
A few of them.
Back then. And of course, those things still exist, and they came back up, raised their ugly head during this campaign. Ron Paul did the best he could to kind of...
Said he didn't say it, didn't write that stuff. And frankly, if you'd think this guy has been in politics for the 70s, the 80s, the 90s, and the aughts... And now going into, I don't know what you're going to call the tens, the teens here. Mm-hmm. I mean, you're spanning five decades, you'd think that you'd have caught him one time saying those dirty effing bleepers or
something
whatever.
Racist.
Yeah, whatever it is that he's going to say, if
right.
That's what he means. I mean, if he's actually a racist...
But he's been doing this newsletter thing, or did that newsletter thing for a long time, and I read somewhere that there was like 144 episodes
more.
before the racist
okay.
ones
yep.
or something like that.
I got all the facts right here. Would you like to hear?
Yeah, them? Where's this
okay.
from?
This is from Fox 19, and it's done by Ben Swan, who is a guy who's hunted down a lot on this subject, and I'm following him on Facebook, and maybe you should too. It's Ben Swan. The talk of Ron Paul's racist newsletters has been all over the news for the past few weeks and seems to dominate all of the congressman's interviews. So what about these newsletters is true, and what is the rest of the media not telling you? Starting as far back as 1976, Congressman Paul published a newsletter. It's gone by several names, the Ron Paul Political Report, the Ron Paul Investment Letter, mm-hmm. etc. The newsletter was largely an investment newsletter dealing with currency. And by the way, Ron Paul has been extraordinarily and insightful and lucky investor along the way. He's been very, very good. The newsletter has largely, over the course of those 144 editions, no racist content. I skipped a paragraph there, a short one. That newsletter was largely an investment newsletter dealing with currency, gold, investment. That was the case from 1976 to 1988. Over the course of those 144 editions, no racist content. To understand this story, you have to look at the timeline. In 1984, Paul gave up his seat in Congress when he made an unsuccessful run for the Senate. In 1985, he went back to Texas to continue practice in medicine full-time as an OBGYN. His return to politics as a congressman was in 1996. In 2007, when Congressman Paul was running for president, the newspaper called The New Republic found copies, hard copies, of the newsletters, and these, they reported, were filled with racist, anti-homosexual, and conspiracy-oriented content. So let's talk content. In all, the Ron Paul newsletters were released on a monthly basis for 20 years. That means no fewer than 240 editions published. There, out of the total of 20 editions of the Ron Paul newsletters, which gave passages or sections of racist, bigoted, or anti-homosexual language, as well as conspiracy theories, since the conspiracy theories aren't really the issue here, let's stay focused on the talk about the racist passages. The way the New Republic newspaper stacks it, the total number of newsletter editions with racist passages is not 20, but actually 9.
Okay.
Let's look at those 9. I told you that Congressman Paul was fully out of Congress at the beginning of 1985. The first racist passage shows up in October 1990. The next month, in October 1990, November 1990, a reference to David Duke. The following month, in December, the author attacks Martin Luther King Jr. Then in February 1991, another newsletter has passages trashing Dr. King's legacy. And so we have it here. Racist passages show up from October of 1990 to February of 1991. 4 out of 5 consecutive months. A lapse of about a year goes by, 15 months to be exact, and then in June 1992, a special edition on racial terrorism focusing on race riots in Los Angeles. 1 month later, the very next edition, he wrote about Black Rage. The final report where we see racist tones is 6 months later in a passage about the disappearing white majority. So who authored these racist passages? In 2007, the Libertarian magazine Reason cited an anonymous source close to the 2008 campaign that sources attributed much of the content of those newsletters to Lou Rockwell.
Now, we've talked about Lou Rockwell. We've actually had Lou on the show in the past. Mm-hmm. He came up to Keene in real life and sat in the studio with us. I mean, obviously, I don't know Lou Rockwell, and he didn't seem like a bad guy to me, but you never know. And so it was suggested on the air.
He could have had changed his mind in 2 decades.
He could have. And somebody called earlier this week and suggested on the air that it was Lou Rockwell. And of course, there wasn't really any evidence. It's just that rumors have come through the mill that suggested that.
And Lou said that he didn't do it.
Has he said that? Okay.
Yes.
I haven't been able to talk to him about it personally.
Yes, he has said. Yes, he has said that he hasn't done it.
Got it.
According to news stories.
But he was like the editor or something, wasn't he?
Yeah, like in charge of it to some level or another.
So it must have gone past him, though.
I don't know. Okay. Let me finish the article here. Lou's name appears on the newsletters under the title of contributing editor.
Oh, contributing editor.
Yep.
It's not the same thing as an editor.
Told the New Republic that he did not write the controversial articles. He said that there were 7 or 8 freelancers involved in various stages.
Mm-hmm.
And here's what you need to know. Ron Paul has disavowed the letters, saying he didn't write them, but also says that he accepts responsibility because he should have known since they were published under his name. He was right about that. He was negligent. But when it comes to the controversy over these newsletters, I'm left with one nagging question about the report that first broke this story in 1997. I found when researching the story back in 1997, the original author of the New Republic article, James Kirchick, explained that most of the newsletters had no byline. Specifically, none of these racist newsletters had a byline, says Kirchick.
Meaning no one signed it?
That's right. Well, not signed it, but I mean their name was attributed to them, yeah. Except for one.
We'll get back to that here in a moment. 855-453, the SACL CAI toll-free line, tracking down the truth behind the Ron Paul, allegedly Ron Paul racist newsletters. Ron Paul says he wasn't involved. Lou Rockwell said it wasn't him. We've got a name coming up in a moment. Free Talk Live.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free, contains all natural and certified organic ingredients, contains no preservatives or animal products, supports a healthy digestive and immune system, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses 3 groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TERRAGANIX.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
Folks, have you lost your power and wanted to simply flip a switch to get the lights back on? If so, this is going to be the most important message you'll ever hear, because there's never been a better time to get ready for the winter power outages ahead. Here's why. Solar power generators are now available from our friends at Solutions from Science, one of our oldest sponsors. Their emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical power when you need it most. Unlike gas generators, a solar generator runs quietly, emits no fumes, and produces electricity from the sun. It's like having an electric power plant running quietly in your own home. Whether it's ice storms, brownouts, or blackouts, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. When the power goes out this winter, you'll be ready with a solar power generator from Solutions from Science. Go to MySolarBackup.com for more information. That's MySolarBackup.com or call 877-327-0365.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours, too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection actions so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for three decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Can Heart and Body Extract help with other ailments besides heart conditions, high blood pressure, clogged arteries, or unbalanced cholesterol? It did for Karen.
I've been using Heart and Body Extract for approximately 2 weeks. I've had an earwax buildup problem for many years, with over-the-counter stuff not working at all. I had very poor hearing due to this earwax buildup. Well, after 2 weeks of taking Heart and Body Extract, my earwax buildup almost completely cleared up. Could this be the effect of better body circulation?
Heart and Body Extract is an effective 100% organic nutritional supplement specially formulated to allow your body to heal itself.
My hearing is almost completely back to normal. I'm amazed.
Order by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for long and healthy life.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in now, 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Take control of the airwaves toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's why we call the show Free Talk Live, because you can bring up whatever's on your mind. 1-855-450-3733. Here tonight, it's Ian,
JJ,
and Mark. Don't forget, you can visit us on our website at freetalklive.com and get interactive there. We've got our chat room, which is built into the same page as our webcam. So go to cam.freetalklive.com to watch, listen, and interact with other Free Talk Live listeners during the show or afterwards. Cam.freetalklive.com.
Gold and silver have been making some moves recently, and, you know, lots of people think that they're going to be moving forward, moving upward. I certainly hope that's the case. I have plenty myself. And you may very well want to get some gold and silver, either as a hedge against inflation, an investment, or barter currency in case things go south. Our syndicate, Genesis Communications Network, is the sister company, Midas Resources. Is a company that sells gold and silver, and they have some really great rates over there that are available to you if you go to gold.freetalklive.com. Take a look at what we have to offer there, all kinds of different gold and silver pieces that you can hold in your hand. This isn't paper gold or silver that you know, that somebody else has someplace in a vault that you'll never get to see and likely doesn't have it in the vault anyway. It's actual metal you can hold in your hands. It's gold.freetalklive.com. Not only do you benefit Free Talk Live and our syndicate, but yourself too by getting these medals.
Win.
Yep, that's indeed
gold.
And some of the best rates.
gold.freetalklive.com. So we continue here. You can, of course, bring up anything you want. We were talking about these Ron Paul newsletters that happened in the early 1990s with some racist content that is pretty outrageous. Ron Paul says he didn't do it. Lou Rockwell says he didn't do it, even though he was the contributing editor at the time. And I'm not sure what the difference is between a contributing editor and an actual
editor.
It
doesn't sound like it being in charge, does it?
Yeah, it doesn't sound like in charge.
Editor sounds in charge, contributing doesn't.
Right. So
sounds like an important writer.
Yeah, contributing editor sounds like that, or like maybe someone will send an article to from time to time to have a message.
Somebody was obviously putting it together, and you know, I mean, looking at the time frames, this is the LA riots were going on at this time frame, and it seems like somebody, you know, slips some stuff in, and Ron Paul has taken responsibility for his newsletter, but not responsibility for writing it. I wouldn't take responsibility for writing something I hadn't written either.
No, of course
but
not.
But the idea, people are trying to purport, well, it has his name on the newsletter. I mean, lots of people have newsletters that, have their names on them or involved with their companies that they don't write.
It's like saying that I or you, Mark, would be responsible for someone posting some sort of hate-filled screed on freetalklive.com, and we can't possibly oversee all of the content that's up there. Obviously, if we see something like that, we're going to delete it. But it's like we were talking about before, it's Web 2.0. It's open.
I'm sure Ron Paul wishes he could delete this.
Right, absolutely. I mean, this one went and, went by him without his knowledge, and it's tragic. But somebody's been doing some digging.
Right, and we found that over the course...
We didn't find it, but somebody else.
Well, from this article here, Ben Swan. Has found that there were at least 240 newsletters, 9 of which had some racist comments in them, and of those 9, 8 of them didn't come with a byline, but one of them did. Going on with the article, one newsletter contained the byline of somebody else, not Congressman Paul. But byline just sort of, I guess signature isn't the right word, but
well, it's
attribution.
There's a title, and then it says BY or by, and then there's a person's name. The byline is usually whoever the author is.
Who's by.
It's right after the word by.
The byline of a newspaper or magazine, according to Wikipedia, gives the name and often the position of the writer of the article, traditionally placed between the headline and the text of the article.
But Kirchick fails to disclose two very important things. Whose name was on that byline? And you'd think that if this guy's writing an article exposing Ron Paul's responsibility, this Kirchick fella, his responsibility, that he would include the name of the guy that's attributed to having written this.
Now, what you're saying here
unless
is
it's
this
a hit piece.
This was the piece from 1997, was it?
That's
where,
right.
The late 90s, where this Kirchick guy came out and said, "Those Ron Paul newsletters are racist." And he didn't cite the actual author of one of these.
Right, and I think that that's really bad journalism.
Right, that's a hit piece.
That's a hit piece.
Sure.
So he states that only the mystery writer wrote one special edition of the Ron Paul Report. The only special edition I can find is the 1992 article, A Special Report on Racial Terrorism. And why is that important? Because this edition of the newsletter that is most often quoted to prove the racism.
Hmm.
So does that mean that the most racist evidence in these newsletters actually has someone else's name on it? I don't know.
Like it.
I'd like to find out, says Ben Swan here, and I've repeatedly tried for 2 weeks to contact the New Republic and James Kirchick to get an answer as to which special report had another author's byline, and I'm still waiting to hear back. And he says, Ben Swan then says on his Twitter today, I heard from the TRN reporter James Kirchick this morning. He sent me the name and byline of the writer and the edition. I'll share it tonight. And I imagine he's probably putting together his piece for Fox 19 now. But
wait, I thought you already found out who the guy was.
I have found out who the guy is.
Oh, okay.
And I imagine this is this is posted at ireport.cnn.com, which is a place where people can...
They're crowdsourcing news.
Crowdsourced news, yeah. So it says right here, how to protect yourself against urban violence, and it has what appears to be a photocopy, like a scanned photocopy. Does it have that feel,
That's
JJ?
Right. It definitely looks like a scanned copy.
Yeah, or it's some kind of internet fake of that, and it says by James B. Powell. And
so this is the original, most racist Ron Paul newsletter, the one that had a byline
on it.
The
one with a byline on it.
James B. Powell.
That's right. And it says,
who is he?
Author of the racist newsletters produced by Ron Paul, written by the Forbes director, is what the claim here is.
At the time or now?
I don't know.
Okay.
I don't know what to say. This is posted by Freedom Drone.
So this is like breaking news. I mean, is this fresh today?
This was 13 minutes when I pulled it up. This is fresh during the show.
Gotcha.
And this is by Freedom Drone.
This just in.
This is not by Ben Swan, who I have been pushing up to this point. And maybe that is Ben Swan. I don't know if Ben Swan is Freedom Drone. I don't know. But this is what it was posted.
Where is this? Is a website called Freedom Drone?
No, this is posted by Freedom Drone at ireport.cnn.com. Thanks for sticking with me. I recently discovered
a lot of names, Mark. I'm trying to keep it straight, okay?
The author of the so-called racist newsletters produced by the Ron Paul Group was written by James B. Powell.
Allegedly.
That's the line.
If the scan is to be believed, right?
If the scan is to be believed. And it says, by the way, way, it says the Ron Paul Strategy Guide, 1993, Ron Paul and Associates Incorporated. Mm-hmm. So it doesn't even attribute to anything, you know, even at the top of the line. It does have his name on it, but it has and Associates, too. So it says produced by Ron Paul Group, was written by James B. Powell. James B. Powell is now working as a high-level director at Forbes magazine. I don't know anything about this.
There. Okay, so
which has great relations with Fox News. Seems like the media dug up the wrong grave, huh? So
very interesting.
And so,
The racist, the allegedly racist guy at the Ron Paul newsletter, the allegedly racist guy at the Ron Paul newsletter back in the 1990s is now working for Forbes magazine. And we've just...
I don't know that that's true either. That's the claim
the
here.
The claim on the
I
report.
And I looked up James B. Powell here, and I don't know that there's any evidence that he worked for Forbes magazine other than...
Well, he's saying he's working currently for Forbes.
That's what it says here, right. But I don't know... Okay, so I think that this may be... That part may be wrong.
Gotcha.
And what I'm seeing here is people.forbes.com is that James B. Powell is from the Mid-Carolina Financial Corporation. He's listed as 71 years old, and apparently he went to Duke University Medical School in 1964, which would put him in about the same time as Dr. Paul, as I understand it. Remember, I haven't had the chance to research any of this stuff. I'm kind of getting it from people. My friend Justin gave me that information, and I tend to believe him. He's a very exacting individual. And I do remember the term Duke talking about Dr. Paul, but I don't remember much else. He's got lots of different universities here and lots of different financial stuff that he's been a personal investment company.
So have we found the actual culprit or not? That remains to be seen, but it's certainly at least more evidence thus far than anyone has presented with an actual alleged scan of the supposed newsletter.
It says he's the managing director of Alemanni LLC.
There you go.
Sort of the personal investments.
Now you know more about the racist newsletter allegations.
Those that are pointing fingers at Lou Rockwell, pointing fingers at Eric Dondero, apparently those are not the people to point fingers at. At least there's another person at whom to point fingers. I don't know. This looks legit to me.
I'm glad it wasn't Lou Rockwell. I like Lou Rockwell, and he does a lot for Liberty, and so there you go. 855-450-FREE is the SACL CAI toll-free line. I'd still like to get Lou on the show, if possible, to have him comment on all this, just to kind of give us some perspective. More coming up. This is Free Talk Live.
I have this dizzy feeling every time I get out of bed, like spinning. I don't know why. It's awful.
I get dizzy when I read or work on the computer.
I get lightheaded walking down a hall or aisle.
Or unsteady on my feet.
I lose my balance and get a little motion sick.
It's like vertigo. That dizzy feeling in a car, train, or airplane.
It's awful. An inner ear problem.
Most likely your vestibular system.
Now there's Zyvestra.
An amazing, fast-acting
dual-action tabs and targeted cream you rub behind your ear.
Behind your ear.
And it works in an advanced homeopathic way to relieve dizziness.
It relieves that vertigo feeling.
That dizzy feeling, gone.
Zyvestra is amazing.
No more suffering from dizziness and queasiness.
Wake up with better balance.
Call right now for your risk-free trial of Zyvestra. Call 1-800-304-1684. 800-304-1684. Stop the dizziness. Call 800-304-1684. That's 800-304-1684.
Did you ever think you'd be where you are, a decade into the 21st century? Record foreclosure rates for homes, if not yours, your neighbors. Thankful for the unemployment check since you were laid off. And placing your child's name on the angel tree in hopes of a Christmas gift, along with thousands of other Americans. Did you ever think your future would feel this out of control? The fact is, in all this craziness, there's only one thing you can control. Your greatest dependency, your food supply. Make 2012 the year you take control by getting prepared. eFoods Direct introduces the best way to build your food supply in the 21st century. Get a 21-day supply of food free with purchase. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Take back control in 2012. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Remember, you can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
That's what it sounds like when a burglar kicks in the door of a dark house that looks like no one is home.
Don't let your home be the next target. Make it look like someone is home watching television with Fake TV. Fake TV is a small electronic device that makes the same light as a real television. So from outside, it looks like someone is home watching TV. Fake TV plugs in just like a lamp on a timer, but is far more convincing to burglars. Fake TV deters burglars, costs far less than an alarm, and is highly recommended by numerous police departments. Use it anytime you're away from home. To order your Fake TV for only $34.95, go to FakeTV.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. Each additional Fake TV is only $29.95, so get one for you and one for a loved one for safety, security, and peace of mind for both of you. Call 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to FakeTV.com. FakeTV.com, the burglar deterrent.
Guys, did you know that starting in your early 30s, your testosterone drops 1 to 3% each year? By 50, you may have already lost half your testosterone. That could explain a lot, like your low energy, muscle turning to fat, and a low drive in your romantic life. Discover Ageless Male, the first and only all-natural supplement that's clinically proven to boost your testosterone levels by 61% and still within healthy, normal ranges. And when your testosterone levels are healthy, you can feel more like you did 20 years ago. That energy, that focus and concentration, that passion in your love life. Be the man you used to be. Call now to try Ageless Male risk-free. Just call 1-800-497-8345. 1-800-497-8345. Don't wait another day. Just call 1-800-497-8345. 1-800-497-8345.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Moments remain in this edition of Free Talk Live, but don't worry, if you didn't get in tonight, you can always call us any old night, because we do this thing 7 nights a week, so plenty of time for you and your thoughts about whatever you want at 855-450-FREE, that's 1-855-450-3733, and jump on over to our website and get interactive there with various different features over at freetalklive.com, and shop with us if you'd like to support Free Talk Live. One of the best ways to do it is through shop.freetalklive.com. You're going to order stuff online. It's the smart way to shop, and it's Amazon. What you do is you go to shop.freetalklive.com. There are links to Amazon there. There's Amazon Canada, U.S., U.K., I think Amazon Germany's there as well, though no one ever orders from that one. But they're there for you if you'd like to utilize them. You just click
into... people in Germany order from Amazon Germany?
You click into the appropriate Amazon for you, order the stuff you're looking for, get it delivered quickly, free Super Saver shipping in a lot of cases, and the brand new items. Even order used if you want, dozens of categories. It's Amazon. You're just entering through our affiliate link, so Amazon will cut Free Talk Live a portion of their profits. Once again, go to Amazon, or excuse me, go to shop.freetalklive.com. As we continue, we'll go to your calls and talk to Kelvin, listening in Colorado on the Amp Lines. Kelvin, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian,
hey.
DJ, and Mark.
Good evening, gentlemen.
Hi, Kelvin. What's on your mind tonight?
Hey, So you folks are always talking about how New Hampshire is already a big liberty-leaning state and how it was chosen for the Free State Project and all this. And so I'm wondering, if, in your guys' opinion, can we be pretty optimistic that Ron Paul will win the New Hampshire Republican primary?
Not at all.
I wouldn't be optimistic of that at all. I would say that...
Why would that be?
I would look at the polls and what the polls are showing you. I'd say that they're, they're probably your most accurate, indication of what's going on. I'm only looking at that. I think that Ron Paul has a lot of support up here in New Hampshire, but Mitt Romney is... is the local boy, and local boys often get the support.
Yeah, I don't think I kind of disagree with Mark. I think Ron Paul will either have a really good showing here, like second or first. I think that's Romney has done a lot of sort of he's been here a lot. He's been given a lot of speeches, but at his events you don't find individuals holding handmade signs that say "We love Romney." You see individuals holding handmade signs that say "Why did Mitt support this or that?" And it's actually not people from the Ron Paul perspective. In fact, it's people from the Obama perspective that are coming out opposing Mitt Romney already. So I think Ron Paul will do really well here in New Hampshire.
I have to wonder, because you look at the poll results, and it looks like Mitt Romney's running away with it with like 40%. Ron Paul with, 20 or something like that. I haven't seen the recent ones, but that was as of like a week ago. And, you look at those polls and you think, what the hell's going on? And I saw one of them where it said it was likely voters in the primary, and I had to wonder, are they saying it's likely Republican voters? Are they only calling Republicans for these polls? Because that wouldn't surprise me. If that's the case, then you could see a huge shift on Election Day when Democrats and independents, I guess Democrats can't do it, but independents show up.
People that have undemocrated and become either not.
It's too late, though. You can't do it now.
I can tell you the peace vigil were planning to do this months ago. They were talking about doing it. So there's a certain segment of people out there that are tried and true pinko socialists, because I've talked to these folks, that have decided to undemocrat themselves and, at least undeclare themselves, and
I'm glad they did, because I didn't do it in time.
I'm thinking that from talking with some of the Ron Paul supporters that go door to door here in this area, that they only really go to the doors of people that are registered Republicans and that will likely vote.
I think that's
a
mistake, personally.
Well, I think, for one, there's obviously only so much time and energy.
True.
Obviously, we need more people doing more things, but if you're going to take a large population and you're going to say, let's try to affect the people who are most likely going to be there, then I think that's smart. But at the same time, I think the independents are going to win out. And I think that's where you're going to see a big change.
Well, but back in 2008, JJ, Ron Paul, what did he get, 8% or something like that up here?
I think this is a much different sort of game this time around than last time.
Then again, he only got 9-point-something% in Iowa, and this time he got 22% in Iowa.
I mean, part of the establishment thinks that Obama can't lose. I mean, I think that there is something within a lot of the status quo individuals who believe that Obama is just going to win the next one.
I can't imagine how people could believe that with him breaking so many promises. And
he's got so much money. He's got like $90 million war chest just waiting.
I don't know if Obama is going to win or lose in the general or not. I can tell you that if the situation exists that if Ron Paul decides to run third party, then the Republican can't win. But I don't know if Ron Paul could win running third. If Ron Paul gets the Republican nod and then some neocon decides to run third party, do I think that Ron Paul and, draw some votes away from Ron Paul? I don't know if Ron Paul could win in that scenario either. I think that Obama is going to be very difficult to beat in the general, but I do think that in a two-man race against Ron Paul as the Republican nominee, that Ron Paul would win.
So, Kelvin, back to your question, though, about the question of New Hampshire and how many people will vote for Ron Paul. Obviously, it's up in the air. We're going to know when it happens on, was it Tuesday? The 10th, I guess, is when it's going to transpire?
Yes, Tuesday the 10th.
So we'll know more then. But there's one thing that's kind of disturbing about what happened back in 2008. Because New Hampshire didn't get, the largest percentage for Ron Paul, it was close, I believe. There was, not too many other places where Ron Paul did better than New Hampshire. But because we didn't get the largest percentage, and because Ron Paul didn't win the primary, some people were like, "Pah, some free state, you guys are a joke." And
this isn't the get Ron Paul elected president help him win the New Hampshire primary project. This is, there is a project like that going on, and people are coming up to go door to door.
Right, they'll be staying
Ron
in
Paul
people's houses
in,
and things like
in
that.
New Hampshire, but that's not what this project is.
No, but still, people seem to think that we're already done here. Like, we've come, we've moved, okay, the state's free. No, there's a lot to be done here. There are still, yes, New Hampshire is the live free or die state, but there's a lot of dying here as opposed to living free. There's a lot that needs to change here in New Hampshire.
Right.
And the only thing that's going to change that is a concentrated effort of people focusing in one place. So there's a gentleman that I have a lot of respect for, John Bush, down in Austin. He's going to be one of the speakers at the upcoming Liberty Forum, and he and his wife, Kat, have come to Keene, and they've visited here, and they've been in New Hampshire a number of times for the Liberty Forum and for the Porcupine Freedom Festival, and they really seem to enjoy themselves up here in this community. And I know that John is right now on the fence. sense about making the move to New Hampshire. He's been, you know, he really loves living in the Austin area in Texas. Obviously, he's got a network of friends, and there's some great activists in Austin, no doubt about it. And I said to John, you know, for me, it's all about numbers. You look at Austin, and you've got 1.8 million people in the metro. That's more than
that's
the entire state of New Hampshire.
Yes.
In just the metro area of Austin, Texas, you have more people than the entire state of New Hampshire.
Austin's cool to hip town, though. I mean,
take that and then, you know, spread it out across the entire state of Texas and, like, look how large Texas is. And, you know, you've got 250,000 square miles versus 9,000. It's a completely different scenario. What is the likelihood you'd be able to make a dent in a place like Texas with any kind of level of activism? Far less than concentrating with other people in a much smaller place, in a place where people are generally oriented towards more freedom. I mean, that is true about New Hampshire. The natives here do tend to get it easier and more often than people say maybe that might be native to California, for example. So the future for liberty, I think, is very bright here. Whether or not Ron Paul, you know, wins the primary is in no way an indicator, in my opinion, of the success or lack thereof of the Free State Project. The Free State Project is a success in spite of, you know, separate from the Ron Paul campaign.
Yes. I didn't realize that Mr. Romney was the local boy, so I would be surprised if he didn't win, but I would.
Well, there was a news report out of Peterborough in New Hampshire where Romney showed up at an event and he was like called out by people.
Yeah, trashed.
It was not like a positive campaign appearance for him. And we saw him here in Keene the other week where we went out and did some Shire Choir caroling out in front of his campaign event. And from my understanding, JJ, did you go inside at that event?
I didn't go inside, no, but I did film inside. And
were there a lot of supporters there that you could tell that weren't, like, campaign staff and politicians?
It was like families. It was like there was the one supporter, and then he brought his family and friends along. Mm-hmm. And that's kind of what it seemed like to me. And then they had the NBC do an interview with him right there. So there was all the TV, you know, drama going on, and people just sort of, when a camera's around with a light on it, people act differently. And they're going to be, oh, my goodness, I'm on national TV. Oh, yes, I'll act all friendly.
There was a lot of media there.
Yes.
There were a lot of politicians there. There were counter-protesters there. But I didn't see a whole lot of people that were real clear supporters from Mitt Romney.
They were bussed in.
Yeah, so, you know, the question I have about the Mitt Romney phenomenon is, is the support a mile wide but an inch deep? You know?
Right.
Does it seem like more than it actually is? And I wish we had more time. I know you had something else you wanted to talk about. Feel free to call tomorrow, Kelvin. Thanks for the call tonight. We're out of time for this evening. In fact, that Santorum guy is going to be in Keene tomorrow, so we're going to sing for him, too. We'll tell you about it then. FreeTalkLive.com. Free Talk Live is partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering Amazon through our website. Go to shop.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a portion of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site at shop.freetalklive.com. That's shop.freetalklive.com.
DigEdPress.com is your home for illustrated science fiction and adventure. Escape from Terra, Volume 2, continues the bold adventures of intrepid space pioneers as they find wealth, freedom, and a giant Elvis head in interplanetary space. Thetis Crumb is where swashbuckle meets steampunk, and this offbeat space pirate saga written by L. Neil Smith and illustrated by Scott Beezer. Both books are $14.95 each and available now at BigEdPress.com.